Could you open your Bible or smart device to the book of Nahum? It's sandwiched between Jonah and Habakkuk. Nahum means to care. So if you could turn to the person next to you and think of a time you've seen care in action this week as I'm setting up. Okay, good morning everybody. Any examples of care from the name Nahum? Anyone got an example? Perhaps by the end of today's sermon, with our reflections, we will. We got one at the back. Mike, yes. Yes, the care in little wonders. That's fantastic. The care for Lionel, we've heard down here. Thank you, Peggy. Have we got any more? Care for your sister all the time. Wonderful. And I think especially at Little Wonders, I think Judy Clark cares for us by making an outstanding pot of coffee. So here's the plan for today's sermon. We're going to really, really be looking at God today. You might take that as a given that we're in church, but really looking at his character and personality through the book of Nahum. So we'll start by thinking about God revealing his name, Yahweh, the holy name. Then we'll think about how God protects his people. Then how God prophesies the fall of an evil nation, of Nineveh. Then how God prophesies the fall of an evil empire, of the Assyrian Empire. And finally, how God is in control of our whole world. This is Nineveh. This is the palace. This is where the king would have lived. A very beautiful, a very prosperous place, the capital city of the entire Assyrian Empire. A bit of cultural context to the book of Nahum. Nahum is written 150 years after Jonah. Last week we did Jonah. For us it's been 7 days. But for them, remember, it's been 150 years. In Jonah we see God prophesy the fall, but then show them forgiveness. Unfortunately, they carried on in their wicked ways. And unfortunately, after 150 years, God had to punish them. That's Nineveh. But we remember that Nahum means to care. And in Nahum, we see this juxtaposition of God punishing the enemies, but caring and protecting his people. And that's who we are. We are God's people. And so that is the big message for us today. Yes. This is the main message that I want us to take. And in the backdrop of it being Remembrance Sunday today, we think so wonderfully and with heavy hearts, the brave men and women that gave their lives, not just for our freedom, but I think also that we could be good people. That we could be a blessing in our society, right? And so that's the kind of main message, that as followers of Jesus, we should find our identity and security in God, and we should respond to God's love by finding ways to emulate his character. We should be like Jesus. Now, who knows what God's name is? Those who've been attending our Monday midday life group, We've been recently looking at Exodus. Exodus chapter 3. What happens, anyone? Norma? That's right. Moses asks God his name. It's at the burning bush. And God says, I am that I am. Or, to translate it for us so we can understand it, I always am. It's this notion that the name Yahweh is eternal. He always was, he always is, and he always will be. And surrounding these names of God are these wonderful expressions of his character. And I put to us today that as Christians, we see God, we read about God, and then we emulate God's character. Yes, Craig. So, we have the different names of God. And I wonder, just so it's not my voice for the next few minutes, if you could say them with me, okay? They're in the blue, so let's just say Yahweh together. Okay. So the first name, Yahweh Jireh. Say that. And it's this notion of God providing. God always provides our needs. God provides for us abundantly because we're his people. So we're taking from that we should provide and give our best offerings to God. Give the very first of our time. The next name, Yahweh Rapha. Let's say that together. Rapha, not to be confused with Rapha Benitez. Rapha is actually God's healing nature, God's healing qualities. So the notion for us then is, how can we bring healing? How can we bring healing and support in the lives of those we live amongst? Our next word, Yahweh Shammah, or Shammah. Should we say that together? Yeah, scone or scone, right? And this notion is about the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord, that the Lord is there with us in the midst of pain. So for us, our response is, how can we be present? How can we be present with people who are struggling? Not to say, oh yeah, when you're better, when you've sorted it out, come back. But actually to go to them, to sit down with them in that pain. The next one of my favorites, Yahweh Shalom. Should we say that? And it's this notion of completeness. It's not just the peace. It's this notion of being complete. That actually in God we find our completeness. And there's this sense of peace. Then we have Yahweh Nisi. Let's say that. And that's especially relevant for today because the name Yahweh Nisi is kind of like God is our banner. It relates specifically to the passage where Moses lifted his hands up as the Israelites went to war. Yes? And whenever he had his hands raised, the Israelites were winning the war. And when his hands got tired, because he wasn't lifting them in prayer, they were losing. And so eventually two other guys came and had to hold his hands up for him. But this is this notion, especially today, on Remembrance Sunday, that actually, Yahweh Nisi, God is our banner in the difficult times, in the troubles, in the trials, even in war. He is the God that we can run to. And the next, Yahweh Rohi. This is the most beautiful one. The Lord is our shepherd. Psalm 23, the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not be in want. And the final one, it's a bit difficult, Yahweh Tzidkenu. Righteousness. You know, as Christians, we get our righteousness from drawing close to God. Sure, we go through repentance, we go through grace, we go through forgiveness. But ultimately, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, okay? So we're going to use that as our framework, that as our lens for discovering the book of Nahum. Because I didn't just want it to be a study of the Old Testament, looking back. No, I want to look forward. How can we bring that into our modern day, into our lives. So let's move on. If you've got a Bible, I'm assuming you do, let's turn together to Nahum chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. This message concerning Nineveh came as a vision to Nahum, who lived in Elkosh. The Lord is a jealous God filled with vengeance and rage. He takes revenge on all who oppose him and continues to rage against his enemies. The Lord is slow to get angry, but his power is great. And from this, our opening passage, we see the name Yahweh Nisi, the Lord is our banner. And as I was saying earlier, Exodus 17, it commemorates the Israelites versus the Amalekites and Moses lifting his hands up to pray to the Lord to join them in their fight and in their war. That God is the banner that we can run to. And this tells us that those who oppose God's people also oppose God. And God cares so much for his people. God cares especially for the innocent and for those who can't defend themselves. Deuteronomy 10:18, he ensures that orphans and widows receive justice. He shows love to foreigners living among us and gives them food and clothing. The key message at the start of Nahum is that final sentence there, that God won't allow violent and evil empires to endure forever. And according to his eternal plan and timing, he will take revenge on his enemies because he is a God of justice. But we are not God's enemies, are we? We are God's people of grace. And God is our just and firm foundation. Isaiah 33 verse 6 reminds us that God is our foundation for all our times, the rich store of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. And the fear of the Lord is the key to all wisdom, is it not? And we remember that God isn't going to allow evil empires to endure forever. When I'm going into schools, the high school students, again and again and again, they always say, well, if God's real, right, if God's real, why is there so much in the world? Why is there war, you know? They're actually using that as a get-out clause. The undertone is, well, because of wars, I don't need to be a Christian. The truth is that God is eternal, that God is gracious and patient. And at his appointed time, he will bring evil empires to justice. Actually, for us, it's been 7 days since Jonah and Nahum. For them, it was 150 years. That's 150 years of grace, of God being patient with the Assyrians, of God hoping that, you know, the message of Jonah was enough. But sadly, it wasn't for them. And we really need to remember, actually, the plight of Judah and the plight of Nahum himself. He's grown up under enemy rule. He's grown up not in freedom, but under oppression. Even the king of Judah was taken away into exile. That's how Nahum's grown up. Imagine that. Imagine living in an enemy-oppressed land. And hearing this message of Yahweh Nisi, of the Lord is our banner, the Lord is our protection. It'd be very difficult, wouldn't it, to be Nahum? Growing up and seeing that out there, but then reading in the Holy Scriptures that actually God is our banner and protection. And as we think about Remembrance Sunday, I want to draw our minds to the narrative of Dunkirk. The narrative of Dunkirk, and we're going to watch a trailer.